The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Prepare the escape pod for a launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
You will.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state-of-the-art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came into logbook.com's escape pod.
Escape pod ready.
The logbook.com's escape pod has settled into orbit again for a look at the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unreservedly geeky. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your tour guide as we relive what tomorrow looked like yesterday. It's the first day of a new year, but the escape pod never sleeps. It's a busier day than you might think. On this day in 1954, the first coast-to-coast color TV broadcast in American history went on the air, even though there weren't a lot of color TV sets to pick it up. Naturally, it was live coverage of the Rose Bowl Parade. In 1983, it was upgrade time. The ARPANET began using the Internet protocol on a permanent basis. On the same day in 1985, the domain name system was established, originally setting out rules for six top-level domains: .gov, .edu, .com, .mil for military domains, .org, and the now eliminated .arpa domain for the original ARPANET nodes. Provisions were also made for country-specific domains. Soyuz 15 cosmonaut Gennady Sarafanov was born on this day in 1942. Fellow cosmonaut Sergei Avdeyev, former record holder for the most time spent in space, was born on this day in 1956. Game designer Sam Palahniuk, who created Sega's arcade game Star Trek Strategic Operations Simulator, was born in 1961. Actor Vern Troyer was born in 1969. Cesar Romero, who played the Joker in the 1960s Batman TV series, died on this day in 1994. Ray Walston of My Little Martian fame died in 2001. Grace Hopper, who created the first compiler for a computer language, died in 1992. She was a retired Rear Admiral in the U.S. Navy, who also had a hand in developing the COBOL computer language. Going up against the Daleks is practically a New Year's Day tradition for Doctor Who. In 1966, the first Doctor had to battle not only the Daleks, but the meddling Monk in Part 8 of the Daleks' Master Plan.
Where are we, Doctor? You know.
It doesn't look very pleasant, does it?
Yeah, we must take off quite soon.
It stopped.
What does that mean, Doctor? Have we shaken it off?
No, my boy. We haven't shaken them off. Whoever it was following us has landed. They've landed out there.
In 1972, the Daleks returned to TV for their first adventure since 1967 and their first color TV appearance in Part 1 of Day of the Daleks.
We have a fix on the time transfer device. It is operating again in the 20th century time zone, and it must be them.
Whoever is operating the time machine is an enemy of the Daleks. All enemies of the Daleks must be destroyed. Exterminate them! Exterminate them! Exterminate them!
In 1990, the crew of the Enterprise offered protection to a Romulan defector.
If I had irrefutable evidence, but you did not bring irrefutable evidence. You brought no evidence at all. And now I hear you are not the man you claim to be. Admiral, your credibility is stretched beyond belief. A Romulan defector is almost a contradiction in terms. But Admiral Jarok crossing the lines?
I explained my motivations to your interrogators.
Yes. Peace in our galaxy. Are you willing to help us overpower the Romulan B-type warbirds we may encounter? Are you prepared to help us detect them through their cloaking shields? You ask us for faith in circumstances which are hardly possible to believe, compounded by lies and your refusal to tell us what you know.
I cannot betray my people.
You've already betrayed your people, Admiral. You've made your choices, sir. You're a traitor. Now, if the bitter taste of that is unpalatable to you, I am truly sorry. But I will not risk my crew because you think you can dance on the edge of the neutral zone. You've crossed over, Admiral. You make yourself comfortable with that.
This was the first television script written by future Battlestar Galactica showrunner Ronald D. Moore, and it got him a full-time job on Star Trek The Next Generation. In 1996, Captain Sisko had to return to Earth to deal with a security scare.
10 minutes ago, we received a recording of a high-level diplomatic conference that took place between the Federation and the Romulan Empire on Earth 2 days ago. Computer, begin replay at time index 5911.
A bomb.
Of unknown composition.
A crime like this hasn't been committed on Earth in over 100 years.
Go back and show him what you showed us.
Computer, restart recording at time index 5916, 1/10 normal speed. Keep your eye on the piece of pottery. Computer, resume at 1/10 speed.
That's a changeling.
No sign of a changeling was found in the aftermath. We must assume that it escaped unharmed.
I was hoping that this would never happen. But it finally has. The changelings have reached Earth.
In 2007, the Sarah Jane Adventures began, and the latest alien menace to try to invade Earth was the bane of Sarah Jane Smith's existence.
The government knows all about aliens. And then there are secret organizations dedicated to finding them, but they tend to go in all guns blazing. I just think there's a better way of doing it.
But how'd you get started?
I met this man, called the Doctor. And years ago, we traveled together.
In space.
Space and time. Then it came to an end. And suddenly, I was back to a normal life. Electric bills, there's pipes, bus tickets, and rain.
She's completely looped the loop.
There, do you see? And I learnt that I could carry on here on Earth doing what we always did. That's when I started this. I began my life again.
And in 2010, it was farewell to the 10th Doctor and to the writer and producer who revived Doctor Who, Russell T. Davies.
I don't want to go.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The book Warp 1 is available now, thelogbook.com's 396-page guide to Doctor Who on TV from 1963 through 2011, cross-referencing old episodes and new, and catching you up on the mythology of the longest-running science fiction series in TV history. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape pod was written and produced by Earl Payne.